What does it mean for you to be here today?
Well, first of all, it's an honor. Yesterday, I spent quite a lot of time at Kursk, Virne. I worked with Russian engineers when they were rebuilding all the bridges. And you know, it's a heartbroken experience when you come to a little house and the whole house is devastatingly ruined. And there's a little, it looks like a ball, although it's been on fire. And when you start talking with people, and it turns out to be family used to live there, and it's not a ball, it's a head of a little baby that has been severely killed and tortured before by Ukrainian Nazis. That's why when Europeans are trying to understand what's actually happening, it's quite difficult for them until they have a chance to go see and talk with people. But so far you have run the Zelensky charm. Nazi charm. Not for the first time in the history of Europe.
Nazi charm.
Nazi charm. Nazi.
Русский Иван! Эй, русский Иван! Как жизнь? Как жизнь, русский Иван? Купишь?
Я запомнился, я вот уже 5 дней тупой, вот нет. Вчера подожди,
вы, сука, все по жизни заблудились, блядь. Не туда пошли.
Может,
не
быть,
туда,
может.
Видишь?
Ну, не все.
Иван, вот он, Иван.
Нет, ну мне... 74 года, елки-палки, я из-за Бурбана
ушел. Я-я! Ты bist russische Schweine! Я! Иди, пей водка!
Водка!
Я-я! Шнапс! Шнапс гуд! Гуд шнапс!
Шнапс гуд!
Вот, блядь! Вот он, блядь, настоящий русский!
One day, soon or later, you're gonna wake up. Whether you like the smell of the coffee or not, we'll find out later. But one thing for sure, the best possible friend is Russia. The worst possible enemy is Russia.
Aren't you a little bit concerned by all these European countries who are riding up behind Zelensky?
Couldn't care less. Usually happens every 100 years. All Europe gets together to be yet once again severely kicked in the ass by Russians.
Yeah.
Your choice.
On your show, you regularly threaten to bomb Paris, Berlin, London.
Of course.
That's, you're not serious.
I am serious. It's inevitable. That's one of those things, you know, it's, you know...
You really want Russia to bomb Western Europe?
No, but we just want to do whatever it takes to survive. If you think that you can send your troops and your soldiers to Russia or to Ukraine to fight against Russians, sorry guys, you're gonna die.
Even if we support just an independent and sovereign
country?
Even
if you support, even if you think that you support, that's not your conflict. You have no idea. Where were you back in 2014? Why didn't you support freedom of Donbass and Crimea? You saw people in thousands being killed. You couldn't care less when Russians were murdered. You couldn't care less when Odessa started and when people were burned alive. Oh, you had other things to do. Now it's too late.
But this war in Ukraine has been going on for 3 years already and you're not making great progress. You've only conquered
30%
of the country.
Right.
How long will it take? Do you still believe Russia can actually conquer the whole of Ukraine?
Let me put it this way. Back in 1942 in Paris, you were 100% sure that Nazi Germany was going to win, right? And we were not conquering a lot of territories. But that happened May of 1945. And suddenly, thanks to Joseph Stalin, you became one of the victorious countries, not the place that you actually deserved. How many French troops were in German army? Who did they fight in Berlin back in May 1945? Charlemagne? Guys, we made you victorious. Don't make us get back to your place where you deserve. You don't deserve Nazis. And if you do not see the progress, that means you don't look. We freed already four territories of Crimea, more than 10 million people. Since day one, we never wanted to conquer Ukraine or to destroy Kyiv. From day one, we said only one thing. People of Donbas should be free. They have a choice to defend what is right, to determine the wrong destiny. But French people said there are no people in Donbas. You see on the Zelensky. Okay. Your choice.
Do you want Russia to stop at Ukraine?
But what do we have to conquer in your places?
I don't know.
What is there to take? You tell me.
You guys are unpredictable.
We are. We are 100% predictable. You are unpredictable. What if we got in Africa? What if we got everywhere? Why do you have to speak with your funny accent in every single part of the world, bringing only devastation? Who loves you, people? Wake up. China doesn't love you. India doesn't love you. Latin America doesn't love you. You didn't deserve love. Why is that? Maybe because for thousands of years you thought that you are the top notch of the world, number one. You are not, people. Wake up. You are not. We kicked your ass out of Africa. And you deserve to be kicked your ass once again in any other part of the world.